It's Friday, February 5th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Nigeria is now the deadliest place in the world for Christians. Open Doors UK CEO Henrietta Blythe said, quote, "If violence were the only criterion we used in our research, Nigeria would be number one. Last year, 3,530 Christians in Nigeria were slaughtered for their faith. That means that on average, 10 Christians in Nigeria are murdered for their faith every single day." End quote. Just last week, Nigeria's government executed 6 Christian soldiers on false charges. The International Society for Civil Liberties and Rule of Law reports that the soldier's superior framed them for a crime. The BBC reported this week that mass rape, abuse, and torture are the norm in communist China's so-called re-education camps in Xinjiang. Interviews with Uyghur Muslim women uncovered how the Chinese camps are used to systematically break the will of the ethnic minority women. Police also forced the detainees to listen to hours of propaganda and memorize books of President Xi Jinping. Some women have been able to escape China and share their stories with the world. The Sunday Times reports up to 20% of the members of the Church of England may never return. The church attendance loss comes after strict coronavirus lockdowns last year. Additionally, paid clergy could be cut by 10 to 20%. A leaked report stated, quote, "The Church of England could emerge from the pandemic smaller in terms of engagement. This will inevitably have further impact on the sustainability of many local churches." End quote. The Arkansas House of Representatives passed the Religion is Essential Act last week. The bill protects houses of worship from emergency orders that would shut them down. The bill comes in response to coronavirus lockdowns instituted by governors across the U.S. that targeted churches. U.S. President Joe Biden plans on signing a memorandum to protect the so-called rights of people living sexually perverted lifestyles around the world. Biden also plans on signing the misnamed Equality Act if passed by Congress. The bill is aimed at enshrining sexually perverted lifestyles as a right in America. Psalm 94, verse 20 says, "Can wicked rulers be allied with you, those who frame injustice by statute?" The Texas Prestonwood Pregnancy Center is celebrating 30 years of helping women choose life. The center has served 100,000 patients and helped 90,000 women save their babies from abortion. In addition, in 2020, they led 400 clients to Christ. The center's executive director, Leanne Jameson, told CBN News that they view each appointment as a ministry opportunity.
When that young woman or couple walks in through the door of our center, we see it as a divine appointment. And in our experience, they also are often broken and looking for hope. They found themselves in this circumstance, and it really often reveals other areas of their life that they're struggling in.
Jesus said in Luke 15, verse 7, "There will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance." Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations are down worldwide. Cases in the U.S. were down 30% last week, and the daily infection rate around the world has fallen by 30% over the past 3 weeks. And finally, Wycliffe Associates announced that they have seen the completion of more Bible translations in 2020 than in any other single year despite coronavirus complications. New Testament translations were completed in 141 languages, and 8 languages now have complete translations of the Old Testament. Wycliffe Associates CEO Tim Now said, quote, "I've been humbled to see how believers in difficult areas, some in places of intense persecution and real danger, have been absolutely unwavering in their dedication to the cause," end quote. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, February 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.